Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, and I'm your host, DJ Sean Money. And this is Clubhouse Radio. We will get back to you after the local news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. Democratic congressional candidate Josh Riley holds a 5-point advantage over Republican Mark Molinaro in the 19th congressional district race, according to a Spectrum News Siena College poll released October 6. Poll found Riley with 46% of the vote compared to Molinaro's 41%, within a 5 percentage point margin of error of a survey of 470 likely district voters from September 25th to September 28th. The congressional seat includes parts of the Hudson Valley, Southern Tier, and A majority of voters have no opinion of or do not know enough about Riley, a first-time candidate. According to the poll, a majority of voters in the district hold an unfavorable view of President Joe Biden, and Governor Kathy Hochul, a Democrat, is in a close race against Republican candidate Lee Zeldin. The majority of voters in the district do not like the direction the country is heading. Cost of living and inflation concerns were cited by 52% of survey respondents as the top issue in the race, followed by threats to democracy at 31% and abortion at 28%. Riley campaign manager Carby Ice said, and I quote, "We're encouraged by today's poll results, but taking nothing for granted. Voters are ready for a change from professional politicians like Mark Molinaro, and Josh is running to bring new leadership that puts people over profits," end quote. Molinaro's campaign manager, Will Dawson, however, declined to say much other than the campaign was focused on Election Day, not polls. Read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. Mid-Hudson News reports that President Joe Biden met on October 6th with IBM Chairman and CEO Arvind Krishna at the IBM Poughkeepsie facility to tour the plant. Biden was accompanied by Democrat Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, Pat Ryan, and Paul Tonko to celebrate IBM's announcement of a $20 billion investment in the Hudson Valley region over the next 10 years, as well as celebrating the Federal CHIPS Act, which Biden recently signed into law. The IBM investment, supported by the CHIPS Act and collaboration with New York State, is slated to expand the technology of artificial intelligence, quantum computers, semiconductors, and hybrid cloud development. Krishna said, and I quote, "As we tackle large-scale technological challenges in climate, energy, transportation, and more, we must continue to invest in innovation and discovery, because advanced technologies are key to solving these problems and driving economic prosperity, including better jobs for millions of Americans," end quote. Ryan said, and I quote, "We've sent a strong statement that we need to, and we will, create more good-paying middle-class jobs like the one that my grandfather had. And these jobs, union jobs, and research dollars need to come straight to the Hudson Valley to build things here at home again," end quote. The Republican who lost to Ryan in the September special election and current candidate in the newly drawn 19th district, Marcus Molinaro, said he supports the purpose of the CHIPS Act, but denounced the president's visit. He said, and I quote, "But the jobs of tomorrow are a cruel solace to those who are alone and struggling today. Election year giveaways to encourage high-tech giants to do what they should, while perhaps necessary, should not be politicized," end quote. The Quantum Computation Center, located at IBM's Poughkeepsie facility, launched in 2019. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Columbia Green Media reports that the Hudson School District has pulled the plug on the remainder of Hudson High School's 2022 varsity football season. According to a statement released by the district on October 5th, the choice was made because of a lack of eligible participants as a result of injuries, disciplinary, and academic ineligibility, and consideration for the opposing school district, so they have ample time to find a replacement game. Hudson City School District Superintendent Liza Marie Spindler said, and I quote, "We as a district empathize with our courageous scholars who gave their all this season, those who are ready and able to play, and their faithful fans," end quote. Hudson first-year athletic director Sean Briscoe said it was not an easy decision. Briscoe said, and I quote, "This is not something I ever wanted to do or think I was going to have to do as athletic director here. We got to a point where we did not have enough athletes available to continue to field a team. The district has released a statement in regards to that, so I will not say any more on that. This has to be the worst day of my Blue Hawk life, which stems all the way back to my own school days," end quote. Hudson started the year with low numbers, and things got worse because of injuries and illness. The season began with poor losses, and the team then canceled last week's home game against Taconic Hills because they did not have enough available players. The Blue Hawks were scheduled to play Fonda Fultonville this week, with games against Ichabod Crane and Coxsackie Athens after that. The decision to shut down the season was not well received on social media by Blue Hawk parents, fans, and alumni. Briscoe has vowed to do all he can to make sure the problem does not repeat next year. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, October 7th. Local early morning temperatures are tight, ranging from 51 in Arkfield to 54 in Catskill. Regional average soil temperature is 59 degrees. It's Friday, so here is your fall foliage forecast, according to ILoveNewYork.com. In the Catskills, Greene County foliage spotters at higher elevations in the towns of Hunter and Windham predict near peak foliage this weekend with 75% change and red, green, yellow, and orange leaves of average brilliance. Catskill spotters report foliage at midpoint of change with at least 50% transition. In the Hudson Valley, Columbia County spotters in Hudson expect 35% foliage change this weekend with emerging yellow and orange leaves, along with some hints of red. Dutchess County reports from Beacon and Fishkill expect 30% color change with an increasing amount of average to bright yellow and red leaves, while spotters in Poetown predict more than 10% foliage change with some emerging red leaves. Color change will be greater in the northern portion of the county. Today, snow falls, but only 350 miles away near Mount Laurier in Quebec. Looks like chances for scattered rain will be about all day locally. A high of 72 happens at 2 p.m. Overnight, lingering rain disappears and we see a low of 43. Saturday will be a little chilly, so bring coats if you head out. A high of 54 is expected at 2 p.m. Overnight temperatures drop to 40 degrees. Then we see a high of 62 with mostly sunny skies, making Sunday the winner this weekend. 41 degrees overnight takes us into a similar Monday with a high also of 62. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 1:21 a.m., low tide at 8:01 a.m., high tide again at 1:56 p.m., and low tide once again at 8:21 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 60 degrees, and today's tide strength will be high. Sunset today will be at 6:15 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:54 a.m. Looking way up, we see a CME could deliver a glancing blow today or tomorrow, sparking G1 class magnetic storms. Solar wind speed is currently 451.8 kilometers per second at 5.1 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 MHz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 139, and this has been the Better Weather brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate. Get out there and enjoy that beautiful fall weekend, everybody.
Well met. Well, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live from Catskill. Oh, good lord. Live. Now, mind you.
Too close to me.
Yeah, usually I am your sound engineer. But today, I am your host, DJ Sean Money, and I am with...
Hello, everybody. DJ Cola. We did a little flip-flop today. We're experimenting. And we also have another guest. We got guests. We got a DJ in front of you, like it or not. Exactly.
That's crazy.
You want to... That's a good profession.
So your profession is the Nikki profession. Not a lot. That's kind of crazy.
I have to say.
Big fan. All right. So then on WGXC. Now, what this show for is. Well, because we all got some love, like we all got some haters, and it don't really matter if they love you or hate you, because they, at the end of the day, they still listen to you, feel me? So that's what I really want this show to be about today. So far, what we're going to start off with is, how y'all day going?
My day's going pretty good. How about you, guest doctor?
I mean, I guess it's fine. I mean, nothing necessarily bad happened.
So you're just big chilling?
Yeah.
Just big chilling on a great day. I'm glad to hear that.
It's not really a great day. Nothing really happened. It's kind of a neutral day.
Well, we're going to make it a great day.
All right, that's a vibe.
We're here to make it a good day. You feel me?
The pep rally sucked. It was horrible.
Oh, you want to go into detail about that? What pep rally?
Oh, my God. The high school pep rally. On the track and field. So boring. It was an hour long, and it was horrible. There was no one cheering, so whenever the teams would come out, it was just silence and maybe an occasional few claps. And it sucked. It was horrible. I'm going to be honest. I hated sitting through because it was actually hot. The sun was directly on you. I was sweating. It just was overall not fun, and it was very boring. It was just not good.
Oh. Well, you know.
I did.
Well, you know, hopefully tomorrow's a better day, too, because tomorrow we got a Saturday. Nice day off for a lot of us. But, yeah. So, DJ Shaw Money.
Yes.
Would you like to go into detail about a show?
Let's see. Like, go into detail about what again?
Yeah, just shoot your stuff, you know.
Oh, so, let's see how my day was. Woke up. Didn't want to go to school whatsoever. And then went to school, went to gym. Like my day goes pretty fast. Like, I go to CrossStar. So my day goes pretty fast. After that, I was just chilling. And I learned some things, ate some food, came to school, well, my home school, and then came here, you feel me? And now I'm on the radio show.
Yeah.
Meh. My mer is better.
Your mer?
My mer.
From Impractical Jokers?
Mer.
I love mer from Impractical Jokers. He looks like a ferret.
You are Impractical Jokers.
He looks like a ferret.
Who's your favorite?
Mer.
I don't have a favorite.
He looks like a ferret.
I don't have a favorite.
Doesn't he have a ferret tattoo?
Ferret war.
I mean, okay, who do you think, if the Impractical Jokers fought, who do you think would win?
The ferret. The ferret.
So mer. Yeah, I mean... It is canon to the lore. He can control ferrets.
What about Prince Herb?
Oh, what about Cranjus McBasketball?
I love Prince Herb.
Mm-hmm. Very lost, but
that's okay. That's okay.
So since we talk about, since the show is about love and hate, what's one thing that you really just love about the world?
You know, I gotta say, Something I love about the world is something in the background right now that I have going. We got some background music, and that's exactly what it is. The world would be such a boring place without music. Like, you would wake up to no alarm clock. Like, you'd have your instead of your favorite song. Like, even just starting, you know? And then it only goes on, because music is just a passion.
Wait, like, you mean, like, if we didn't have music in general, or, like... Like, we didn't have music in general?
Yeah, if we didn't have music in general, then that would be terrible. So that's why music's one of my passions.
Me personally, I don't know what we would do. I have no idea what we would do, to be honest. Let's see. What about you, Nikki? What's one thing that you really just love about the world?
What I love? Colors. Imagine just seeing in black and white.
That would be cool, suck. I'm not gonna lie.
Isn't that what
that would not be cool? Yeah.
For a day, I feel like it would kind of be cool.
Yeah, but after a while, you're like, wow, this is boring.
Yeah. If you think about it, after a while, you kind of get dulled out.
It would just look like it would just take a portrait of the world, not the world itself, like a portrait of it,
after
like a drawing.
Say you could get dulled out. Get it? Cut the world. Be
yeah, I mean. Okay, no. Just black and white? That would be boring. We kind of both... I went for more, like, sound. You went for visual. What about you, our host? What something that you love? Something you could not live without?
What is that? I'm gonna say personalities.
So people... No, just personalities? I get what you're saying, though. There's some people that kind of make life a little bit harder.
Yeah.
So that's why you
leave personalities.
I like that. It kind of excludes all the people that are just...
Yeah, annoying.
Bigots. People we don't like. Loud people that are loud for no reason indoors.
That is true. What's something that
you Something that I hate?
Can't wait for this question to be asked to me.
All right, let's hop to you, because I'm gonna have to think about that.
I hate lettuce.
Okay, look. We know why you hate lettuce. Just give the short version of why you hate lettuce.
So it has no nutritional value, right? So there's no reason to eat lettuce. People say, oh, okay, so you put it on a burger to add a crunch. The lettuce welts. It will not be crunchy. So there's no reason. It has no nutritional value at that point. Just eat spinach. It has actual nutritional value and isn't just a leaf that has no nutritional value. Lettuce, I personally think it represents all seven of the deadly sins.
Oh my God, that's deep.
How does it represent lust?
People are like,
Because I know no one's feeding for lettuce.
People are like, lettuce.
I know no one's feeding for lettuce. I know no one that feeds for lettuce.
I do.
I'd be like, you know what?
You just said you hated it.
Word.
I do hate lettuce. I just wanted to make an example.
How did you get your doctorate?
How did you get your doctorate?
I like cats. Those are pretty cool.
Wait, what?
Yo, cats are pretty cool. I like hairless cats. Wait, underrated. No. Underrated, bro.
Wait, how'd you get cats out of that?
I don't know, man, but I like cats.
I mean, okay, so all you're going to say is that you like cats.
Yeah, I don't know how I got my doctorate.
One thing you love?
Or is that something
cats
that
are pretty.
Prove?
Yeah, wait, what? How I. What? For what?
Can you tell me something to prove that I can.
Do the ree hee hee hee. Ree?
Like a technical foul. City to city, got girls going wild, and I reach for my chain when I jump in the crowd. Lambo solo got a squad. We finally made it, let's pop us a bottle. I took the lead and let everyone follow. They know I'm running it right to the bank. They want me to ease up, I didn't leave them in the bleeding room. Sorry, I told them I can't. Heard you arrest, so you know what's gonna happen. Whenever we catch you, I run with them snakes. Peep all the moves I've been making. By the time I get 40, I gotta be one of them greats. Watch how I move with this paper. I know if I stoop up one time, they gon' try to come take it. Real is it getting, even be faking. I don't want they vibes, so they hand ain't shaking. She on that 42 straight with no chaser. I'm trying to get out of here and go taste it. Yeah, my diamonds be VVs. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on BCs, you hearing me. I just pray that my kids be a bigger me. They can't get rid of me. My diamonds be VVs. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on BCs, you hearing me. I just pray that my kids be a bigger me, they can't get rid of me. Wake up every day, somebody harassing me. I got rich, they need money, they asking me. I was sitting in jail, they look out for me. Ones who need me, no same ones who doubted me. I've been handling my own, they can vouch for me. They'll wait down with me, know that she proud of me. Turn the heat up, ain't nobody hot as me. Everywhere dollars be, that's how I gotta be. I didn't gave her the word, now she not leaving. Said she love me to death, told her stop breathing. Each I do what I do, but we not even. I want all of the beef, I am not vegan. Boy, you said it was smoke. Speaking, Vince, the door drop the top, I can't stop speeding. Trying to see if this bitch hit the top speed. Hit it from the back, have a knock on me, baby. I control the rock, if the rap slow, I control the block. Yeah, I'm really it, and you nah. Got a couple coups, I can draw the top. I done made it, nigga, all these digits coming in. I'm saving for the bigger picture, no one day I need them. Might as well get used to me, my biggest fear is ending up a used to be. Yeah, yeah, my diamonds be VVs. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on BCs, you hearing me. I just pray that my kids be a bigger me. They can't get rid of me. My diamonds be BB. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on BCs, you hearing me. I just pray that my kids be a bigger me. They can't get rid of me.
Welcome to the peak.
Oh, there we go. Welcome to the peak. Yeah, that's what the ad said before I cut it off. No free sponsorship for you. I'm not even going to tell you what the ad on YouTube was.
Was it about pee?
No. Unfortunately.
No, it was about a chuck.
What?
It was about a chuck.
Wow, free advertising?
Free advertising to all trucks out there.
What type of truck?
Shout out to the truck.
Just all trucks.
Oh, if anyone...
Do you love or hate trucks?
No opinion on trucks.
I think they look pretty silly. They look sillier than cars. Look a little bit goofy.
Cars are cars.
What about punch buggies? I like punch buggies.
Punch buggies are funny.
Yeah, punch buggies.
Punch buggies are
punch buggies or peak? Peak car.
Yeah. I mean... If you see one, you get an excuse to punch people.
Not
what
worried.
Other car does that?
Oh, it's I know.
I can't hear you.
Somebody. I'm punching the heck out of somebody. That's just me. Like, I'm punching the living lights out of somebody's arm.
I mean, punch is buggy, there no any punch rule bugs? That says you can't, like, use a punch buggy to punch somebody's face?
Yes, that's a...
What rule?
It's assault.
Where does it
the
say
rule,
that?
The rule the that says that you can't... It's in the unwritten constitution.
The unwritten
constitution. Yeah, yeah, so basically the unwritten constitution...
That's assault, buddy.
Yeah, so like, you know the elastic clause?
Okay, that's great.
You know the elastic clause?
1 second, I want to listen to the doctor here, because he has a doctorate.
Exactly.
Wait, what was your doctorate in again?
You know the elastic clause?
Wait, what was your doctorate
in? I like cats.
All
right, that's a bad document.
Anyway, what were we talking about? Like, what was the question?
Look, he doesn't even know what we're talking about, buddy.
Nah, I'm an ADHD doctor. I don't remember things.
So you don't remember the patients?
You want to know what I remember?
No.
What do you remember?
Some sound effects going off right now.
Oh, you want some?
Wee!
I gotta be careful. Some are a lot louder.
I remember this one.
Right. Boom.
Lovely. Sound engineer.
Now
what time is it?
What time is it? 6:26.
6:26. All right. So since it's 6:26, if you could have any dream, and you know that your dream's gonna get shot down, what would it be?
So lucid dreaming.
No, like if your dream came to reality right now.
Yeah, okay. Okay, for a second I thought you were like talking real literally.
Like let's say right, you had a goal in mind.
Okay, I was talking about dream like sleep.
No. I'm talking about like
Okay, I got you. Alright. If I had a dream to be a successful musician, I guess. Like, if you gotta pay the bills somehow, I'm gonna do it doing something I love.
Okay, so with that, what would you think your haters would be like?
I mean, you always are gonna have haters. So, I mean, that's something that I think we should talk about. How to deal with haters in general.
That's why I brought that up.
Yeah, good transition.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. So, I mean, with haters, you just gotta try to block it out. It is easier said than done. I mean, do you have anything?
I think that once you get used to it, it becomes a lot more natural because you're just like, especially when you're a teen, you're like, wow, I'm a teen. This does not matter at all.
Yeah.
I'm not going to look back at this.
I mean, in the moment.
I mean, yeah, but if you look at the bigger thing, like, if you're at that maturity level and you look at the bigger thing, like, wow, I'm not going to, when I'm 40, drop to my knees in agony and scream about my 11th grade yearbook picture. Yeah. Like, that's not going to happen. It doesn't, like, yeah, it has an impact on your life, that's but...
I'm not going to lie, I'm not thinking about when I'm 40.
But the little things... Although good little things are good, the little things that aren't necessarily good, you don't really need to worry about them because they're not really going to matter.
Yeah. I mean, I get what you're saying with that. With little things and stuff, I kind of deal with that the same way with people. Like, especially with people you're never going to interact with again. You know what I mean? So, if you have an awkward interaction or interaction with a hater, and they're like... You're stupid. Okay.
Yeah, because most people that bully you in high school are also peaking in high school.
That's true. That's a good point. A lot of the people that do tend to bully you also don't really have the highest self-esteem. So, if you let it not bother you, then that's pretty easy, you know? Not easy, but effective, I should say.
I mean, what you said are both very valid points. I'm not gonna lie. Can't even lie.
Yeah. So, another thing, this was actually put in as a note from DJ Phoebs on the other end. Embrace insults as compliments. If you're weird, that means you have something to talk about, you're interesting, you at least start a conversation, you know? If you're nerdy, that means you care about something.
No, I will tell you if, like, you're true to yourself or not. Like, in high school, I feel like high school years, that's really to make or break you. I don't feel like it's the best. I feel like high school years is, like, on some, like, make or break you type stuff. Like, you go there, you lose friends, you gain friends, you gain experience, you doubt yourself a lot.
I get you.
You, like, gain more confidence. You have a glow up. You don't have a glow up. Like...
I think something that needs to be said with that, though, is you gotta change for yourself, not for other people. You gotta want to do things for yourself.
That's for sure.
Yeah. And you have your priorities and you know them. That's something that other people can't tell you exactly. Somebody can't be like, hey, you're hungry right now. That's something that only you know. You get what I'm saying?
Dude, I hate it when I'm eating and my sister says, you're not even hungry. I'm like, what? What do you mean?
Are you tired? You're not tired. See, that's a... sorry there, my fellow doctor. I'm a doctor too, trust me.
Do a doctor in.
Anyway, my fellow... I like dogs.
Cats are better than dogs.
I actually agree with that. That's a good question. Ning. Dang, we're going on tangents here. A little bit of a sporadic conversation.
I will say, this is at 6:30. We got to do.
Do we?
So I got a lot of news for you.
I think you lied to our audience.
Did I lie to our audience?
I don't think we got some news.
Do we not have news?
We don't got no news.
How would I know?
But you know what we do got?
Music?
We got a song.
What song?
My Chemical Romance. Welcome to the Black Parade.
When I was a young boy?
When you were a young boy, We will see you right back after this show. Trust me, it makes sense.
He said, son, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned? He said, will you defeat them, your demons, and all the non-believers, the plans that they have made? Because one day I'll leave you a phantom. Join the Black Parade.
You should have been the
Okay. Sir? Sir? Sir?
Oh, hi. Yeah,
sir.
Can I help you?
Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
That was quite loud, sir.
Well, I found it.
Oh, that's okay.
How's your day going?
I hate you.
Oh.
Anyways, besides me, because I hate your guts, so, who's your biggest hater?
You. Oh, wait. Oh, you said besides you.
Yeah, besides
you. Oh, let's see. I have a couple. I was about to think I got a couple. I got a couple who hate music. I got a couple who hate my music. I have a couple.
Why are you crying?
Why did you have me on mute?
I didn't have you on mute.
I was talking to myself.
No, you were just a little bit. No, we're fine.
Like I was saying, I have a couple of haters. You're one of them. Oh, you're one of them because you had my mic muted.
I hate you.
What if I tell you I hate you?
I hate you.
What if I hate myself?
Alright,
so, since we're talking about biggest haters, I have a couple who hate my music. I have a couple who told me I'm fatherless.
My dad's bald.
I think that's worse.
Well, he's both.
Wow.
It's probably because he's bald. He's probably just angry because he's bald. Oh, I'm sorry to all the bald people out there. I'm sorry.
That's so mean.
You're going to be bald now. This
what about
is
your biggest fans?
My biggest fans.
Would you say that your biggest fan is?
And I mean my psychiatrist, Dr.
Fan.
Obsessive? Well, can I?
My psychiatrist, he's bald as well, so he's my biggest fan.
What do you have against bald people?
No, he was saying he likes his psychiatrist. What are you talking about?
Exactly, he's my biggest fan.
But is he obsessive?
Is he impressive?
Is he obsessive?
Oh, is he obsessive? I mean, he does see me quite often.
My biggest fan, is it a cliche answer to say my parents?
Are they obsessive fans?
They do see him every day.
They do see me every day. Like, they even, like, before I go to bed, too. Like, when I wake up, I see them. They're pretty obsessive, if you think about it, technically.
But what did they do for you that's obsessive?
They literally fed him for years.
Oh, they make
for years.
Oh, they make
No, I mean, like, mouth fed.
No, this is slander. This is...
No, like, when you were a baby and a toddler. Yeah, for years. That's pretty obsessive.
Wait, if they were your fans, why did they have you as a toddler?
Because they're my biggest fans.
Exactly.
I'm kidding. No, Beyblade. Okay, my biggest haters. You said
my
biggest
mom.
Fan. My biggest mom's fan. Here. One of my biggest fans are. Okay, my mom. Hi, my mom.
Yeah.
My dad.
What have they done for you? As fans?
Food. Gotten me clothes on my back.
What if I took them off? What if I stole your clothes? I'm your biggest hater.
You're my biggest enemy.
Your parents put you into this world, but I'm the one who's gonna take you out.
What if I take you out?
Guys.
I'm...
Pepper spray.
What if I take you out?
Guys, we may or may not have a fight after this show.
What if I take you out on a nice day?
I mean, free food. That's not the worst thing.
Watch a movie.
Okay. The entire Lord of the Rings trilogy. Extended
okay,
cut.
All right. Okay, yeah, go.
Look, speaking of a movie, disclaimer. To everybody that are relatives of to these victims. And I don't want to say this. Since we're talking about a movie now, what are your opinions on this Jeffrey Dahmer?
I want to hear the doctors.
Who even is that?
You don't know who Jeffrey Dahmer is?
You don't know who Jeffrey Dahmer is?
No.
He's the guy that... Oh, God.
God, where do I start? How do you start this?
He had a whole private island that he bought so he wouldn't have to deal with laws killing people.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wait, I could be wrong. I'm thinking, oh my God, that's Epstein. I'm still.
Wait, no.
Nope, sorry, Jeffrey Dahmer is the other one, the murderer.
Oh yeah. My God.
Wait, so what? Who?
Again, disclaimer, I apologize.
What did he do?
He killed a lot of people.
Disclaimers
all around.
All the people's families. Rest in peace.
I'm pretty. Is he in this area? Was he from this area?
No.
Then why would his friends and relatives be in Catskill, New York?
Because our radio show goes everywhere around the world. But we have a really wide reach.
Thought it was just Catskill, Hudson, and Acre.
We got a very wide reach. Like very. I don't see the chart, bruh. It's hilarious. What's the hilarious word?
Make me. Now I got you.
Okay, that was perfect. But yeah. So, what's your opinion? Okay, my fault. You still ain't explained. Okay, so Jeffrey Dahmer is a serial killer. And his main targets were Black people. Mostly gay black people. And yeah. Black people as a whole, too.
Not only did he kill people, he also, like, ate them. So
yeah, we're not gonna get into that much. That part, because it's, you know, PG.
Yeah.
But
he ain't a cool dude.
He's not the best.
What?
He was a cannibal.
Yeah.
He ate people.
Did he cook them, or did he eat them raw?
Both.
You think he had a good cookbook? Was he the one that made the serial killer cookbook?
No,
who made the serial killer cookbook?
What's wrong with you?
No, that's a thing. Google it. Who made it?
Should we do some background research?
The cannibalist cookbook.
Play music.
Okay, I got
play
you.
Music. Just play music.
I got you. This song was a pick from our guest, Nikki. Strawberry Chainsaw by Johnny.
Yeah.
everybody. We are back. So that guy, turns out he wasn't an actual doctor. We don't even know where he came from.
So I kicked him out.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't really know who he was, to be honest. He came in and was like, I'm here now. And I'm like, what?
He did have a doctorate, though. In liking cats. So you're telling he lied to us?
Yes. I don't even know who he was. Did you know who he was?
He showed me his credentials.
Do you know him?
Actually, now that I think about it, a single piece of paper that says I like cats maybe isn't a doctorate.
And you didn't want to say this, like, ahead of time.
I trusted him. It looked really official.
I mean, piece of paper. Wait. Was the piece of paper like this?
No, it looked really official. Was it like in cursive, too.
Was it I like cats or I love cats?
It said I like cats.
So was it like... So was it like this, my dear friend?
No, it was in cursive.
Was it similar to this in some way?
No, it also said his name, like all of his like credentials.
Also like age, birth.
No, what cat he likes. Like his favorite types of cats and stuff.
You're not that smart, Tom, buddy.
Not as smart as a doctor, like that guy. He was a doctor.
Real doctor.
So, what's the difference between, like, a signed medical note? Wait, I'm a little confused.
He did not go to school for 4 or 5 years.
Then where did he get that piece of paper?
He took a piece of paper out of a notebook like this that I have in my hand and wrote down in cursive, I like cats, buddy. Come on.
Bruh.
That's tough.
You got duped. I just came in here after my break. So I went to go get water. I just seen him sitting here. I didn't know who he was. I was scared.
What if he was Jeffrey? No, I'm joking. No.
Okay, but let's continue. So,
yeah.
Again.
You know, after... Wait. The topic of our show, what we love and hate, that's something I hate.
What?
Jeffrey Dahmer.
So...
Time machine type stuff, I could take him out as a baby.
But...
Drop kicking him like a football.
My thing is, I don't know if... I heard that the kid version of Jeffrey Dahmer...
So, yeah, kind of like almost nurture versus nature. What part of a person is born inherently, quote-unquote, as we morally understand it, bad?
If he was... I don't want to, like, say it in a way where I'm, like, defending him. Because by no means I am.
No, he deserves the worst death.
If... I feel like, as a child, if he probably would have got better care and a better environment, he probably could have been a decent human being. And that's very, low. Because think of it, like, when you put a kid in a bad environment.
Yeah, I got you.
A lot of people say it's because, like, the environment they grew up in or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the thing he was doing, you don't give him more content, like...
Yeah, I mean, that's just, I don't think I could even, like... See, that almost, like, raises the question, like, was it brain? Like, does his brain chemistry different? Like, how much of a serial killer's, like, motives are from the brain versus being raised? Like, that's what we're talking about.
I feel like a lot of it's from the brain.
You think a lot of it's
from
the brain?
A lot of it has to be from the brain.
I think, yeah. I feel like most of, even if you did have a terrible upbringing, most crimes are caused by, like, lack of money. Like, being
poverty. The crimes he did was not because of lack of money.
Yeah, and that's the point I'm trying to make.
Like, I would.
So that's why it has to be like no upbringing could contribute to that.
What I can say is that. What's your opinion on people obsessing with this?
I think that I'm almost a little bit apologetic to the family, but at the same time, humans do have almost a morbid curiosity with these things, and I think looking at it and almost making a standard and also helping people by saying these are the red flags of a killer.
Yeah, like when I say your opinion, I mean like, for example, we all go on TikTok. Everyone goes on TikTok. What are your opinions on people like obsessing over him?
I don't think. I hope it goes away soon.
Because, like, again, serious topic. Again, you're listening to 9.7 FM on WGXC. And we are Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting Anchor. So, again.
Catskill Hudson.
Word. Thank you. See. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I apologize. So. My thing is, like. Why?
What's that? What's your thing?
If like, the people that are obsessing over it, if you're put in that situation and you're one of the family members, like you don't think of it from the family's perspective, no? Like, is that just me?
No, I definitely see the family's perspective. I think first, before anything, I think of the victim's perspective. And, like, I have empathy for the victim before the family.
But, like, another thing is, it's, like, liking the actor. Liking the actor and thinking the actor is attractive is a different thing.
Yeah, the actor is not Jeffrey Dahmer. He is an actor, and...
The character themselves is a problem.
I mean, liking a serial killer is a red flag.
Is it, like... Very
that's nice. That's painted crimson as you can get.
I think you need to read that.
That's
teach its own. So again, why? Like, I kind of like I like from an outside perspective, I kind of want to know like how did that actor try to like? I want to know how the actor felt about that role. Like,
oh. I mean, you gotta put your all into it as an actor, which is just kind of sucky, like...
Like, you have to play, like, a terrible person, you know? Like...
Playing a terrible person. I mean...
If you was an actor, how would you...
Do you think it's easier to play a terrible person or a really nice person?
Because, like... I mean, like, playing a terrible person, I mean, we all have terrible things that we want to say, but I mean, like, letting it out, I kind of just feel like it's the easy part.
Yeah.
Letting it out is the hard part. So my thing is, if you stay for this long with us, I want to say thank you. If you listen throughout this whole thing, I also want to say thank you. You're a real one. I also want to say, if you just flipped the channel and you found us, stumbled upon us, thank you.
You are one of the things we love, as opposed to hate.
One of the things that we love instead of hate. And that means you're a fan now, so we love you. Thank you. Appreciate you. You know what I mean? I get up in the morning, you know what I mean? And if you had a hard day, from prison I have hard days, it's going to get good eventually. Now, I know I sound cliche, but now you're a part of our hearts. Word. Word. So, look at the time.
Yeah, nice 5 minutes.
Flew by so fast.
It was a great show. That's one thing I love, doing this show.
Would you rather be a tomato or an onion?
I feel like being an onion has more self-defense to it. Like, you ain't gonna be messed with as much if you're an onion.
But do you really want seeds in your eye? Because I'm a tomato.
Yeah, but... I mean, if somebody ends up fighting you or, like, cutting you up, they ain't gonna face any repercussions. I'm taking them with me. I'm at least going to make them cry while they're doing it.
I mean, I guess.
I'm going to look them.
Would you rather be a villain or a hero?
Hero.
Why?
Why? I mean, why would you want to be a villain? I gotta ask you the other way around. Okay, Joker over here.
How do you know I'm not the great person? How do you know I'm not Batman?
Wait, you're Batman? This was crazy show. No. We had a doctor and Batman in the same
room?
Wait, what?
No. We didn't have Batman.
Okay.
We just had a Joker. What did you say the best part of the show was?
The best part? The whole thing. And I have to say that, how do I know that you're not really Batman?
How do you know that I'm even here in the first place?
You're not. Because
if I'm a figure of your imagination.
We are. This whole show was your imagination, everybody. But you're looking at your clocks, you're looking at your watches.
Look at the time.
You looking at your time, you realize we're closing up.
Because if not, Batman will get you.
So we're going to be closing with Gym Class Hero, Stereo Hearts.
Oh my god, wait.
Yo, what's up?
Shout outs.
Thank you for reminding me. Shout out to the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. And to DJ Phoebs. Yeah, big shout out to WGXC. Oh, music now. Shout out to Phoebs on the other end. Shout out to my host, Shaw Money. And we're going to be closing with Gym Hearts, or Gym Class Hero, Stereo Hearts.
Bye.
My heart's a stereo. It beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note.
Baby. If I was just another dusty record on the shelf, would you blow me off and play me like everybody else? If I asked you to scratch my back, could you manage that? Like it,